down and safe. Though you could have got me closer to the marketplace.
It should be just off to your left.
Yeah, I see it.
Good. And we'll be back as soon as we're done on Skeletor 4. Liberator out.
Well, thanks a lot.
Exotic spices, exquisite herbs. Hello, young lady. Young lady, can I tempt you with any of the merchandise?
No, thank you. I'm not here to buy. I'm here to make someone else pay.
Callie can look after herself. She's had a lot of experience in covert surveillance.
It should be me down there.
The planet's well away from the main Federation space lanes. No one on Thea will know her.
You know what I mean. You owe it to me, Blake. I need this. Kate is mine.
I need you to pilot Liberator through to Stellidar. We'll return to deal with Cade later, I promise. Callie can keep tabs on him in case he tries to flee from Thea. She'll be safe enough. And as soon as... Now, where are you going?
The sooner we do this, the sooner I get back to Vera.
It's important, Jenna.
Well done, Blake. Exactly what we need, an angry pilot.
Jenna has a point, Avon.
Really?
Aurak tracked down Space Major Cade. His pursuit ship is right there, on Vera. What if it had been your father he'd killed?
Irrelevant.
Oh, I keep forgetting that you weren't born. You were assembled.
Cade will get what's coming to him, and what's coming to him is Jenna, but not yet. Aurak has also located Federac way out on Stellidar 4. We have a very small window of opportunity, and we need Jenna to navigate a route through the system.
So, you agree with Blake?
Blake is right.
Blake is right.
Don't make me say it again. Come on, what else do you need, Villa? A personal invitation?
No, sometimes I just like hearing you admit that.
Where is he?
The signal indicates his ship has made planetfall on the opposite side of the bazaar from where we landed.
He's late, and I'm here skulking in a tent.
This is a marquee.
I'd rather be back on my pursuit ship. He's mistaken if he thinks he can keep me waiting for much longer. Who does he think he is?
He thinks he is an officer.
Be quiet! You mutoids are so literal about everything. Listen to those troopers out there. I'd take just one of my men over a dozen of you.
Mutoids are stronger and more resilient.
Pfft, vampires of the Federation's brave new world. You can keep it.
That is your prerogative, Major.
Give me that thing. Space Major Cade to Renegade. Pfft, Renegade indeed. Cade to Renegade, do you copy?
We agreed on comm silence.
I'll send someone to meet you.
I said comm silence. Renegade out.
I'm sure you'll get on just fine with our visitor. So why don't you go and collect him?
Yes, Major.
We'll see who's a renegade soon enough.
Aurak, can you confirm the destination coordinates?
Of course I can.
To Zen.
I have decoded Federation signals that place the Federac device on the fourth natural satellite of the gas giant Stellidar.
Information. The one called Aurak has programmed the coordinates into Liberator's navigation systems. Caution should be...
Your information is irrelevant.
Information. Caution should...
Be silent.
Is there a problem?
There is no problem. The course is laid in.
Sounded like a problem to me.
Everything sounds like a problem to you.
Maybe we should run diagnostics.
No time for that. Our entry route through the planetary system is narrow, so we have to move now. Jenna, you'll take us in on manual when we get there. Right between the rings of Stellidar. Discreetly. So no one knows we're coming through.
Excuse me. Sorry. May I come through? Sorry.
Hello. Do you want spices? I have the finest spices on Vier. Yours.
I told you. No, thank you.
Oh, clothes. You could use new clothes, see? Like my daughter's wearing. Show the lady, Carmina. Go
yes,
on.
Very pretty, Carmina. I'm looking for this man, Space Major Cade from the Federation. From off-planet, like me. Have you seen him?
Move aside, you imbeciles.
Travis!
I said move aside.
What's he doing here? Quickly, inside before he sees me. Come on, you two come in there. You don't want to get on the wrong side of Travis.
Do you know that strange man?
Yes, and that creature with him. It's a mutoid.
The rest of you people, clear a path, or I'll shoot the lot of you. We're going to have to kill all of them before we get there.
I think that would be unwise, Commander. They significantly outnumber us.
The pursuit ship would soon see to that.
What happened to yours?
Lost.
Lost?
Confiscated. Why else would I send you here as part of Cade's crew?
Cade? So he is here.
Who is this Cade?
Had to steal a planet hopper to get here. It's as worn out as everything else on this dismal planet. Look at all this rubbish.
Hey!
Quiet! Don't go out there.
He's destroying my livelihood, my life. Put those jars down.
Oh, don't. Oh, no.
Just take your grubby hand off my merchandise.
My grubby hand can do this, too. Come on, before I start to enjoy this. You better get me to Space Major Cade.
Yes, sir.
Zen, what's happening?
You may speak.
Information. Liberator has arrived at the Stellidar system.
On screen, tactical display.
Confirmed.
No wonder Federac's hidden out there. It's well away from the usual Federation trade routes and military complexes.
Great. We're in the back of beyond. Nobody here but us chickens and a horde of Federation security, I'll bet.
It's a Category Alpha facility on the fourth moon. There. You can see its orbit is within that set of rings around the gas giant.
That will make it dangerous to access by teleport.
Jenna, take us in slowly.
Yes, sir.
No, wait. Look at that trace. There.
A supply ship? What is it, Aurek?
It is designed to be an unmanned service vessel, which navigates the rings automatically.
Look at its trajectory.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I'm thinking we should turn around and leave.
It's designed to be unmanned, but it needn't be unmanned because we could board it.
Precisely. No need to risk taking Liberator any closer. That supply ship is our transport into Stellidar 4.
Shut up! It's just a mutoid. Where's Cade?
Through here, Commander.
Where the hell have you been?
Where the hell have you been, sir?
I heard all about the Blake fiasco, Travis. Your rank means nothing these days. Not to me, and not to those troopers out there either.
Well, it's good of you to see me, Major.
I'm a soft touch when it comes to old colleagues. Well, old colleagues was something to offer. Where is she?
You mean you don't know?
You said you were bringing me Jenna Stannis. I'm not a fool, Travis. The Liberator's already left.
What?
You can see from these readings. Nothing bigger than a satellite still in orbit.
They were supposed to be here! They were coming for you, Cade!
What? I don't understand.
All right, get out there.
Yes, sir.
You were bringing her here. That's what we agreed.
No, Cade. You were drawing Stannis here. That's what I planned.
You cheating son of...
If Blake and his crew won't come to you, then I'll just have to chase them myself.
And that broken-up old planet hopper?
I've recently acquired a Federation pursuit ship.
From where?
From you.
What's going on?
You were right, Cade. You are a soft touch.
What have you done?
Well...
They're all dead, Commander.
The mutoid. That was working
for... Working for me? Yes.
You filthy vampire!
This mutoid was once a very important person before the modifications. You don't remember that, do you?
No, sir. Memory is an encumbrance.
That's the official line, yes.
It is a cold-blooded killer.
Serum, not blood.
You know what I mean, damn you. Those troopers were good men.
They outlived their usefulness, as have you.
But...
Cade, I'm Callie. I'm nearby. Tell Travis, and he will not kill you.
The woman. Callie, from Blake's crew. She's here.
You're pathetic.
She is. I can sense it somehow. I can't tell how. I just know.
Tell him we're in telepathic contact. He must spare your life.
She's here, Travis. Very close. She's talking to me.
That's enough. A Federation officer doesn't beg, Cade. Do it.
No.
Where's his pursuit ship?
The far side of the bazaar, sir. Less than a click.
Good. I want no evidence left behind. Strontium grenade. That should do it. Come on.
Are you there? Oh, he's dead. Oh, no!
Where's Blake?
He and Jenna are on their way. Villa, what are you wearing?
Body armor.
Under your tunic?
Can't be too careful.
We'll engrave that on your tombstone.
No time to lose.
You can say that again. The sooner we get back to Veer, the better.
I don't mind waiting a bit longer.
The transport will be out of teleport range within minutes. Bracelets? Thank you, Jenna.
I thought you were bringing Aurak.
Too bulky, as it turns out. I'll have to do something about that one day. This isn't going to be straightforward.
What's the problem?
The vessel is already masked by some elementary particle interference within the outer ring. We'll need to use a single-point-focused teleport beam.
Of course we will. What are you talking about?
We need to teleport across one at a time, with minimal baggage. So you can leave half of that lot.
That box contains the tools of my trade.
Pick your favorite and get ready. You're going first.
Why me?
Because I don't trust you not to change your mind.
Oh, thanks very much, Avon. I'm filled with confidence.
Was he wearing body armor?
I can't say I noticed. All right, I'll go next.
Jenna, we'll be back as soon as we can.
There's more of you. Just leave me alone.
What's going on?
I'm sorry. Like I said, we didn't mean to frighten you.
Stop pointing those guns at me. Who are you people?
I thought there was supposed to be no one on board, Avon.
Aurak said this ship was designed to be unmanned. Not that it actually was unmanned. The usual unhelpful pedantry.
I bet he knew.
Shush. What's your name?
My name's Lachlan. First pilot, Lachlan.
First pilot. There are more of you?
No, it's just me. Please, take what you want. I won't get in your way. Just don't do anything rash.
Don't worry. We're not going to hurt you.
That remains to be seen.
You're not helping, Avon.
The ship's manifest shows food, equipment parts, and this is a civilian pilot.
Why are you here, Lachlan? It's an automated ship.
It is. Just like the facility itself, but the route into Stellar 4 is tricky. I'm here just in case there need to be manual adjustments.
If the automatic systems can't handle it, then you must be some pilot. You should meet Jenna.
Jenna? Who's he?
All right, first pilot Lachlan. We're not going to harm a civilian, so long as you don't interfere.
I promise!
Good. Filler, keep an eye on her. We're arriving at Stellar 4.
Zen? Plot a course to get us back to Veer.
Confirm.
We should remain here until the others return to the Liberator.
Callie is waiting for us and Blake is wrong. Space Major Cade's time is already up. I'm not prepared to wait.
It would be imprudent to leave Stellar before Blake has completed his reconnaissance.
We can get to Veer and back before Blake even knows we're gone.
And if that is not the case?
Well, Blake can look after himself, can't he? He can manage without us for a while.
I repeat, it would be unwise for us to leave us...
And I can manage without you. Take us out, Zen. Standard by 10.
Confirmed.
All clear. You can come out. Carefully.
It's huge!
You'd expect a docking area this big to have more crew.
Or any crew. I see security cameras, but no security. Where is everyone?
It's completely automated, like the transport ship.
Whoa!
It's all right. Just a docking crane.
Well, those aren't docking cranes.
Hands in the air, both of you!
Don't shoot, they're just service drones.
Welcome back to Stellar 4. Do we require...
Protocol 17 Epsilon.
17 Epsilon accepted.
What did you do?
Standard procedure. Switches the drones from active to passive mode. They explained before I set out here.
They?
Are there any more? drones like that?
I don't know, Villa. I haven't been here before.
She'll have to come with us.
Are you serious?
Can't leave her on the transport. You just take off without us.
We came here for Federac, Blake, not a guided tour.
Maybe a guide is what we need. You saw how she handled those service robots.
Doesn't it surprise you that this whole facility is automated?
The Federation must think it's safer that way.
So who is all that food being delivered for?
Are we going to stay here all day, Blake? Yes is a perfectly acceptable answer to that question, by the way.
We're going in. Lachlan, you first. I have you covered.
You said I'd be safe.
I told you, I won't hurt you.
It's not you I'm worried about.
Why have you brought me here?
You're going to teleport me down to the planet.
I have more pressing matters that demand my attention. We should not have left Stellidar.
Don't try my patience, Aurak. Callie isn't responding on comms. The coordinates are set. All you have to do is operate the controls.
That is a trivial use of my full capacity.
What will it do to your full capacity if I push you off that desk?
I see. You are no doubt aware that the coordinates you have programmed are in an area of considerable conflagration.
Yes, there's been some kind of explosion down there. Callie may be in danger. So stop arguing, Aurak.
Very well.
Teleport me down and await my instructions.
Zen computer, respond.
Responding.
Take this vessel out of orbit and return to Stellidar immediately.
That is counter to current instructions. Liberator is in geostationary orbit above the planet Veer, awaiting further orders from crew members on the surface.
The crew members are irrelevant. Your current instructions are not germane and are therefore overridden. Return to Stellidar at maximum speed.
Conflict of priorities. Conflict of gone. Confirmed.
Down and safe, Aurak. There's a panic on down here. Aurak? No! Let go! I'm looking for my friend. Let go of me. I just need to find her.
Jenna!
Maybe they were listening to me after all. What's happened to your hand?
My bracelet was caught in the blast. When it exploded, my hand and wrist were scorched.
The blast?
Ah.
Sorry. Those are nasty blisters. I saw the debris on the other side of the marketplace. And dead troopers. Did you see what happened?
I observed it very closely, almost too closely. Ah, I didn't get away fast enough when Travis's grenade detonated.
Travis? Or I didn't mention him, just Cade.
Travis was using Cade to lure us to Veer. When he thought that we weren't coming, he disappeared.
Leaving a trail of dead bodies in his wake, as usual. Where's Cade?
Cade is one of those bodies.
What?
What's left of him anyway, after the explosion. He was of no further use, so Travis killed him.
Cade was supposed to be mine.
You have your justice, Jenna.
Justice belongs to those who claim it. It should have been me.
These stallholders want justice too. I think they blame us.
Then we need to get out of here. Aurak! Aurak!
Is there a problem?
No response. Not even a signal. Liberator is no longer on station. We're stranded.
Another dead end. We should get back to Blake and Lachlan.
Are you telling me you can't open it?
It's locked from the other side.
That would be yes, then.
It's not as easy as that. Haven, it's another of those service drones.
Stand back.
Just like that other one. Didn't even notice we were here.
Didn't acknowledge we were here. Not the same thing at all. So the drone could operate the door. Why can't you?
Someone could operate the door. Not the same thing at all.
All right. Now we go back to Blake and Lachlan.
Anything down there?
Another dead end. You must be getting used to those, Blake.
And there were more of those creepy robots. But they left us alone, just like you said, Lachlan.
They are programmed just as functionaries. If you ignore them, they'll ignore you.
Let's keep moving.
The air is stale. I don't think the air conditioning is switched on. In fact, I don't think the air is switched on. We should go back.
He's right.
I am.
About the air. Nothing is circulating.
Who needs air in an automated facility?
How would I know?
Okay. Three options. Which way now?
Don't look at me. I just deliver stuff.
Let's go this way.
Wait.
Another of those robots.
Ignore it and it will ignore us. It doesn't look like it's ignoring.
Ident 7 James 4 Beta, you are...
Protocol 17 Epsilon.
17 Epsilon accepted.
That's a neat trick.
Yes, very neat. How did you know that, Lachlan?
Doesn't everyone know the standard protocols? It's an automated facility.
So why are you delivering food to an automated facility?
I don't know. I just do what I'm told.
And that drone did what you told it.
What do you mean?
I mean that you're very well informed for a delivery driver.
They're just standard protocols, you know, 17 Epsilon or 49 Beta or Protocol 9 Gamma 1.
Affirmative.
Look out!
It's armed.
Look!
Ah!
Oh, no!
9 Gamma 1.
That's the kind of protocol I understand.
What about Lachlan? That thing disintegrated her.
So much for ignore them and they'll ignore you.
Not even a trace of her.
Pay attention then. We don't want to be next.
I doubt your body armor will be much help, Villa.
Those wounds need proper attention, Callie. We need to get you to Liberator.
Aurak! Aurak, where are you?
Perhaps there are medical facilities in the bazaar.
They don't sound like they're in the mood to help.
Then we're trapped here.
It's a tent. How difficult can it be to escape?
A rescue party, do you think?
Or a firing squad?
Oi! You lot! Out of my way!
We can take cover in that tent.
No, it's not that far now. What are you waiting for? They'll soon work out. We've got the firepower, but they've got the numbers. Hurry up! The pursuit ship is at the end of that passageway.
That was Travis. You said he'd left.
I said he'd disappeared, and so must we before those stall holders return.
Well, where do you suggest?
Oh, Travis is heading for Cade's pursuit ship, but the planet hopper he came in is back this way. Hurry.
Did any of them get on board?
Main hatch is secured, Commander. But they have damaged the main cargo doors. That entry point may be compromised.
Seal the inner doors and launch immediately. Blake's not going to get away. Set in a course for Stellar 4. That's where he'll be going.
Stellar 4 is a Category Alpha Federation facility.
But this pursuit ship has Cade's security protocols. That's my route in.
Detectors indicate a crowd has surrounded the pursuit ship.
Well, that's not going to be a problem.
They will all be killed in the back blast.
Did you hear me?
Yes, Commander.
A plasma bolt will clear away the rest.
A plasma bolt fired within a planetary atmosphere will destroy a substantial area.
Still not a problem. Get us out of the atmosphere and set a course for Stellar 4. Time, distort, 10.
Yes, sir.
And fire!
That's the outer seal airtight. Or close enough.
Is this it?
Well, what did you expect? It's a Class 9 planet hopper. Flight log suggests it's done 7 times its recommended maximum service. We'll be lucky if it survives liftoff.
I have complete faith in you.
Try to sound like you mean it.
Oh, truly. Oh.
It's okay. We'll soon be in orbit and contact Liberator. Just need to let Travis clear the atmosphere and stay off his scanner.
Our scanner shows his pursuit ship has lifted off and... Oh!
What? What is it? What is that?
It's a plasma storm.
It could tear us apart. Strap in. We're getting out of here.
Can you open it?
Given time, I can open anything.
How much time?
A week and a half.
We haven't got...
Quickly, before it shuts again.
They really don't notice us, do they? Lachlan was right.
Much good it did her.
Doesn't it seem odd to you, Blake? This is a Category Alpha facility and there's no security. Just service drones that don't need fresh air.
Perhaps they heard you, Evan.
That doesn't exactly fill me with confidence.
That's because you're
naturally suspicious. Being naturally suspicious is what keeps me alive, Blake. Think about it. The mere mention of fresh air and the ventilation starts up.
Could we mention other stuff, do you think?
Jewels, women, alcohol, a square meal. I'm starving. That's not very fresh air. More sickly sweet. Hey, wait for me!
This door's a different design. Can you work your magic on this one, Villa?
Now this I can deal with. Old-fashioned solenoid with a biometric trip. Wait a minute. Biometric?
Is that a problem?
No problem. Just a bit odd for an automated facility, don't you think? Aha!
Ah! Well done, Villa.
This place is huge.
Coolant towers. A network grid. And is that an airwell?
Service drones everywhere.
So, what are we looking at here, Avon?
We're looking at Federac.
I wasn't expecting this. I thought it would be
more impressive.
No, smaller. If it's the Federation's version of Aurak,
I thought we'd be able to just pick it up.
We knew that Aurak was way ahead of anything the Federation had.
And now we can see how much effort they've made to catch up. This section here is very extensive.
Could be a massively parallel sequencing engine.
Very good, Avon.
Biocomputer?
Of sorts.
Oh, not now. What is it?
Is that you, Lockie?
Yes, it is.
A little more civility, perhaps?
Yes, Mr. President.
Better. I was expecting your status report.
Subspace transmissions can be a bit treacherous, Mr. President.
I think everything must seem treacherous to a bounty hunter. I'll keep my side of the bargain, Lachlan. Don't worry about that.
Hurry up, Avon, before those service drones come back.
They seem to be controlled from this computer.
Federac does that too?
It appears to handle everything in this facility. The drones, the security, the life support.
Impressive.
Not for something that's supposed to be the Federation's most powerful computer. There's something not quite right here. Something I can't quite put my finger on.
So, do you have Blake?
He is within my grasp.
You wouldn't lie to me, would you, Lachlan? The Liberator was detected on long-range scanners leaving the area at high speed.
Exactly as I intended, Mr. President. Blake and two of his crew are on Stellidar 4.
And Travis?
We isolated Travis.
My spies say he may have received covert support from Supreme Commander Servalan.
Space Major Cade will deal with him on Vir. Travis is no danger to us. And Cade will also draw in the remainder of Blake's crew.
It just doesn't make sense.
What is it?
I've examined it thoroughly now, and there's nothing extraordinary about this computer.
What? Look at everything here, Avon. This is a huge setup.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not impressive or that it isn't very clever. I'm just saying it's not exceptional. It's not Aurak.
What then? Some kind of dummy system like central control?
It can't be a dummy system. It obviously works. It must do. Aurak could tell that.
The whole thing is ingenious. It detects what Aurak is doing, then isolates the data Aurak has accessed remotely through the Tariel cells in all Federation computers. Then it identifies how Aurak has manipulated and transformed that data.
They know what Aurak can do?
They'd be fools if they didn't already know that, Villa.
Thanks a lot.
You're forgetting, Villa, none of us are as smart as him. Avon, do you ever see someone and think they're not a fool?
Only when he looks in a mirror.
That's it.
It is?
That's what Federac is. It's a mirror.
I shall be with you shortly.
Don't hurry, Mr. President. This facility is entirely automated. It's just a matter of time, and we should wait until the Liberator returns.
I think not. I've taken enough of a risk already, merely by letting you back into Stellidar 4. Why do you think it was automated in the first place?
Because when he designed it, my late father knew that the weakest link is the human component.
Oh, the human component. Precisely. How proud your father would have been of you, and your sister would be too.
Would be? Where is Rubina?
She is alive and well, for the moment. I will keep my promise. My squadron is en route. Expect my pursuit ships imminently.
Damnation, I need more time.
How can Federac be a mirror? I don't understand.
That doesn't surprise me.
Then explain it in words even Villa can understand.
This Federac equipment replays everything Aurak has analyzed back through Federation communications to make it look as though they are reaching the same answers.
Simply replays Aurak's own answers back to him?
Simply, but brilliantly.
Why didn't Aurak tell us that?
Aurak is just a computer, but a computer that mimics the same neuroses and insecurities of its creator, that pursues the same objectives, reaches the same conclusions.
If you think you're the cleverest computer ever invented, it's a nasty disappointment to find out one as smart as you are.
Aurak is a computer. They don't get disappointed.
Who said I was talking about Aurak?
Aurak brought us here because Federac seemed like a threat to Aurak, that is.
And the Federation worked that out too. That's why they built Federac. You said it, Blake. This is a huge setup.
We've walked into a trap.
If I can't have more time, things will just have to happen that much faster. Where are they now?
I don't fancy hanging about here any longer.
I tend to agree. Can we shut this thing down?
Oh, no, you don't.
That may take a little while. Let me see.
Damn it. He's already locked me out. All drones in proximity, make your way to the Federec area immediately.
No, there isn't a simple way to shut this thing down.
Then we should just get out of here.
Not before we destroy this place.
Why wait?
And why destroy it? Now that we know what it does, we can exploit it. Get Aurak to send false information back to the Federation.
Would that work?
A double bluff.
And maybe there's more we can find out while we're here. It's ironic. If we had Aurak with us, we could analyze all the recent communications traffic for key information.
In a way, Aurak is here. Just get Federac to reflect back what it thinks we want to hear.
The latest traffic is the most pertinent. That's why Aurak brought us here. Very good, Blake. What suddenly made you so smart?
Standing next to Villa.
Thanks. Oh, you as well now, Blake.
Well, look at that.
Not good.
What?
One of the messages to Aurak was the information that Space Major Cade is on Veer.
We knew that.
Oh,
so Callie could have walked into another trap. We need to get back to her.
What else have they tricked us about?
No time to check everything, so instead I'm going to create a condensed message log of all Federac activity and send it on a focused narrow channel transmission via Aurak's carrier beam. And finally, erase the log so there's no evidence. It's as though we were never here in the first place.
I'm all for that.
Come on, then. Let's get out of here. Ah, we've been spotted.
I don't think ignoring them is going to help.
Your idents are not recognized.
Orbit established. Just about. Well done.
We're not safe yet. Any sign of Travis?
Nothing in scanner range.
That's good.
Not if you were hoping to find Liberator waiting for us.
Oh, we'll see about that. Liberator? Jenna to Liberator? Come in, Liberator. Oh, come on, Aurak.
What is it?
At last! I have Callie. We need immediate teleport.
You are currently well out of teleport range.
Then come back into teleport range.
There are more pressing matters that currently demand my attention.
We can't wait. You need to watch out for Travis. He's in a pursuit ship and could be heading your way. Aurak? Aurak?
I said we should leave, but you had to hang about, didn't you, Avon?
There are other options.
Avon, don't!
Accepted.
No! Avon!
Nine Gamma One, removal complete.
Nine Gamma One?
That's what killed Lachlan. No, Blake as well!
Nine Gamma One, removal complete.
Wait! 17 Epsilon! Protocol 17 Epsilon!
Your ident is not authorized.
But that's not fair! It worked for Lachlan!
Nine Gamma One, removal complete.
We need to get you to the medical unit before those burns get any worse.
Oh, don't worry, Jenna. Just concentrate on piloting this vessel. I'll try to contact Aurak.
That smug, self-satisfied box of tricks. When I next see him, he'll be a pile of spare parts.
Aurak is just a computer.
Aurak is a liability.
Liberator, this is Callie. Are you receiving? Come in, Liberator. No, the comms are dead.
And so are we if Liberator doesn't get back here quickly. Look, on the rear scanner.
Too small to be the Liberator or Travis's pursuit ship. What is it?
What are they, you mean? The dozens of them, leaving the atmosphere.
a flotilla of small vessels coming from the surface of Fear.
Coming for us.
Can I have more light in here?
If this is the afterlife, I don't think much of the decor.
I'm sorry if the accommodation isn't to your satisfaction, Blake.
Travis!
Perhaps I'll repaint the walls with your blood.
Just you and me, then? No bodyguards?
I don't need bodyguards. I just need you and this.
Why don't you stop talking and just get on with it?
Your friends are dead, Blake. It was inevitable. My men have the Liberator, and that leaves just you and me. I told you it would end like this.
I don't believe you.
Believe the evidence of your own eyes.
I won't believe you.
Pity. I wanted you to beg, Blake.
I'm glad to disappoint you.
No final request?
I do have a question.
Go on.
What's that noise?
What noise?
And that smell.
Forget the insults, Blake.
No, I'm remembering something else.
You should save your breath for when you're on your knees, praying.
Of course you can't smell it. Can't hear anything. Because you're not really here, are you?
I don't understand what you're talking about, Blake.
You made a mistake trying that with me.
Whatever you're planning, you should just do it. I'm sure you can hear me. I don't plan on telling you anything. The gun is a nice touch, though. Standard Federation blaster. Only one way out of here for me with this. Unhappily for you, I'm not that desperate. Oh, I might have known.
Nice to see you too, Avon.
I was mistaken. I thought it was just your haphazard tactics that had led us down another dead end. Your impetuosity, your utter lack of caution.
Someone has to lead.
You're not leading, Blake. You're driving us. And we're not sheep.
That's not how it is.
That's how it turns out. Right now, in this room. You're not here under duress, are you? And that can only mean one thing.
I can explain.
You betrayed us, Blake. You've strung us along far too often. Strung me along. I don't know who to blame for it more. You for doing it or me for allowing it.
You're not thinking straight.
I'm seeing things more clearly than for a long time. But you, Blake, you don't recognize it. What do you see when you look in the mirror?
Is that a gun?
No. It's a figment of my imagination.
You're right, Avon.
I usually am.
Oh, Avon.
What the hell is going on?
If I close my eyes, you'll just go away. You're not there.
Open your eyes and say that to me.
You can't be. Who are you?
I'm you, silly. Haven't you worked it out? You're facing your own worst fear.
I don't understand.
Alone, abandoned. The others have gone, forgotten you. Like you always knew they would. They're not coming back for you. The only person in the world you can rely on is...
myself?
Just like when you were a child. Back at the academy. On the colony. In prison.
No. No. They wouldn't leave me. They wouldn't leave me.
Villa. Villa?
What?
They did.
I don't believe it. I can't believe it.
Villa. Villa. Villa.
Villa.
Villa. Villa. Snap out of it.
You came back.
We never went away.
I didn't believe him. I didn't believe...
Who?
Me.
It's an illusion, Villa. You were right about the air. You noticed it was sickly sweet. Well, it was laced with hallucinogens.
I knew it.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
I was drugged often enough on Earth. I should have noticed it here. But your mind can break through it once you realize... Like when you know something is an optical illusion, your rational mind overrides what you initially think is happening.
Are you suggesting Villa has a rational mind?
I saw Travis.
Travis?
An illusion. Avon imagined he saw a gun.
And you, what did you see, fellow?
Never mind. Is that why we were brought here?
More important than why we were brought here is how we were brought here. This facility obviously has short-range teleport.
All the technology we rely on to keep one step ahead of the Federation. They're closing the gap.
Very good, Blake. And almost correct.
Well, look who it is.
Who?
On the screen there. If we were teleported, then so was she.
Lachlan!
That's right, Villa. Did I worry you?
Leaving you like that?
You're not just a delivery driver.
No. Though I have delivered many shiploads here. My late father built this place when my sister and I were teenagers. We got used to helping out. You may have heard of him. Janro Dorsic.
The cyber psychologist. Left Earth with 100 million credits of Federation funds and vanished. No one gets away and survives unless the Federation wants them to.
He put their money to good use, as you can see all around you. This deep-cover psycho-manipulation facility was his life's work for them. I was hoping to discover much more about you, but you managed to work it out sooner than I thought. Very impressive.
Not as impressive as the way you've hidden this whole facility for so long.
A Federation facility that the Federation itself doesn't really know about.
Well, my father wasn't just going to hand it over to them, was he? So before he died, he bequeathed it to me. I was the other scientist in the family.
They can't know half of what you have here.
You're right, Blake. The teleport system, the airborne psychoactive drugs, but most of all, Federac, that brilliant sleight of hand, is all my father's work.
We're on your side, Lachlan. We can help you fight back against the Federation.
The Federation and I have already come to an arrangement. And if I'm honest with you, Blake,
their terms are much better.
That doesn't make you a scientist, Lachlan. It makes you a bounty hunter.
What would your father think of that?
There are other reasons.
We can help you, Lachlan. You already know from Federac that we have the greatest chip in the galaxy and the most powerful computer.
It doesn't matter.
What are the Federation doing to you? Blackmail? Are they threatening your home? Your friends?
It's your sister, isn't it? They've got your sister.
How can you possibly help us? Look at the three of you. You're trapped. Helpless. Why should the Federation fear you?
Because we have overcome our fears. You saw that in your attempt at psychomanipulation. It's what the Federation hates most. They fear what they cannot control. And in the end, they cannot truly control their own people.
People are the weakest link in the system. Your father knew that when he automated everything here on Stellidar 4. Robots don't question orders. They just follow protocols.
And yet, the weakest link remained. Because they have your sister. You are the flaw in the system, Lachlan. You are what will let the Federation in.
That's enough.
You can just wait there patiently until the Federation arrives. A pursuit ship docked 15 minutes ago. The President is already here.
Listen to me, Lachlan. You can't trust the President.
I'm ready to surrender you to him.
No need to surrender them to the President.
Who are you?
Seal the doors. No one gets in or out.
Yes, sir. How did you get in?
Standard pursuit ship authorization.
Then where's the President?
Irrelevant.
Not to me, it's not. We had a deal.
Not with me.
He said he would release my sister.
Your sister can never be released.
Never? Why not?
You should ask this mutoid. Tell her.
I do not understand, Commander. Rabina! I have no name. Rabina, what have they done to you? My purpose is to serve. It's me, Lachlan, don't you remember? Memory is an encumbrance. They said you were safe. They promised we'd be together again.
And now you are!
You monsters!
Get off me! Deal with that.
Yes, Commander. Rabina, no!
What's going on? Travis? Travis!
Be patient, Blake. You're next. Work out where they are.
Yes, sir.
Your President won't be very pleased when he turns up.
The President is a fool. I knew he'd commissioned Lachlan to find you.
The obvious thing was for me to track Lachlan.
The weakest link in the system.
They are in the cell block, sir.
Don't go anywhere, Blake.
That was no illusion.
Right. Villa, time to do your stuff. Get us out of here.
As if you needed to ask. Let's go!
Now, let's see.
A Federation flotilla's due any minute. Travers is on our heels, and I don't like the look of those drones.
Lachlan's not here to control them anymore. Not even the teleporters away from here. What's the worst that could happen?
Travers is the worst that could happen. We need to go!
What's the plan, Avon?
I'm reprogramming the drones to attack Stellidar 4. Federac, the short-range teleport system, the cyber psychology suite. They'll destroy everything.
And Lachlan's no longer around to issue a counter-command.
Protocol Avon Alpha 1.
That's brilliant, Avon.
Of course it is. Uh-huh.
Accept that, Avon Alpha 1. Avon Alpha 1.
You do like the sound of your own name, don't you, Avon?
Those drones are really laying into that equipment. Saves us the trouble.
So what do we do now?
Your favorite thing.
We're leaving.
Don't let me get in your way.
It's Travers I don't want getting in my way.
Come on, back to the transport ship. Once we clear Stellidar's rings, Jenna's waiting to teleport us back to the Liberator.
Getting colder.
We didn't refuel before takeoff. I had to divert most of the power to the navigation, not to the heating.
There's a crowd of planet hoppers right behind us.
Hold on.
Can't we just get back to the planet's surface?
We were lucky to get this bag of bolts out of Veer's atmosphere. It will not survive re-entry. Brace yourself.
God, we're running out of options.
Freeze out here or burn up on re-entry. If the Liberator doesn't get back here soon, our only choice will be about how we prefer to die.
The Presidential Flotilla will arrive at 2048 standard.
Well, it's not long then, so we still have time. If we take them before he arrives, I can still turn this around.
Because the President wants Blake captured.
The President wants Blake dead or alive. I know my preference.
Accepted, Avon Alpha 1.
What does this thing want?
I do not know, Commander.
It's going to sever those fuel lines. Get out of my way.
Yes, sir.
Well, that stopped it.
Accepted, Avon Alpha 1. Accepted, Avon Alpha 1.
The service drones are destroying this facility.
Accepted, Avon Alpha 1.
Avon, he's behind this. Stay back! The ceiling's gonna collapse!
There are three life signs at the other end of the corridor.
I see them. It's Blake and the others.
I have a clear shot.
No, he's mine!
You hit one of them.
Stand by. We're gonna rush them.
Yes, sir.
Blake! There's no way out for you this time!
No!
Villa, are you all right?
Who said body armor wasn't a good idea, eh? Oh! I think I landed on my teleport bracelet.
Less damage if you'd landed on your head.
You're next, Blake!
No way past him. And this corridor is our only route to the loading bays.
We can't teleport through the planetary rings. We're trapped on Stellidar 4. Unless we get to that transport ship.
Assuming there's anything left of it. Those drones are destroying everything.
Should have seen that coming, Avon.
Whereas you, Villa, are brilliant at predicting the recent past.
I'm more of an expert at escaping.
Not at the moment, you're not.
You're gonna die here, Blake!
Those flames are spreading. I think a fuel line's ruptured. There's no way out for you either, Travis! You're going to die here with the rest of us!
Do you really think that worries me, Blake? There's no way you can...
Are you injured, sir?
Just a glancing blow. We need to do it now before the flames cut us off. Run through and give me covering fire.
There is a risk I will be shot down.
Are you afraid?
No, Commander. It is my purpose to serve. I merely note that our numbers may be depleted and our advantage compromised.
Your concern is noted. Now go!
Here they come! Concentrate your fire!
A mutoid isn't.
Stay back, Avon! The rest of the CD may come down too.
The good news is that Travis can't get through that lot, and the bad news is neither can we. So, Villa, if you're the expert at escaping, what do you suggest now?
I suggest we work out how Travis got here and get out that way. He told Lachlan he had a pursuit ship.
And the Federation vessels dock on the other side of this facility. Well done, Villa. Come on!
Dead. Your purpose was to serve. That's done now. Well, my purpose is to kill Blake. And it's not over yet.
Travis's pursuit ship. Well done, Villa. Can you pilot this thing?
Are you kidding?
He was talking to me. Yes, of course I can. It's going to be tight. A small window of opportunity before the presidential flotilla arrives.
We should signal ahead. We don't want Liberator shooting us down.
We can signal as soon as we're through the planetary rings.
There's something obstructing the cargo doors.
Combat damage, perhaps, or a heavy landing. Travis doesn't seem like a cautious driver.
Don't worry about the cargo hold. There's nothing in there we'll want to keep. Come on, let's get out of here.
Beyond the outer ring.
And there is Liberator waiting for us.
What a sight for sore eyes. Drugged, incarcerated, shot. I can't remember the last time I enjoyed going on a mission so much.
When was the last time you ever enjoyed going on a mission?
I told you, I can't remember.
Liberator. Blake to Liberator. Don't be alarmed, we've taken charge of a Federation pursuit ship. Three to teleport across.
Careful, Blake. There's still some residual elementary particle interference.
You'll need to bring us back one at a time. You first, Avon.
I'm back on board.
Get straight to the flight deck.
Very well.
You next, Villa.
Hang on, I need to fix my teleport bracelet. It'll only take a moment.
Hurry up, Villa.
I am hurrying. You go next if you're so worried.
Liberator, teleport me now.
All right, I'm ready. Bring me back.
I wasn't expecting that.
Expecting what?
Aurak teleported me back to Liberator.
I know. He teleported me first, remember?
But where's Jenna? I thought she'd be here on the flight deck.
Aurak says he left her back on Veer.
Back on Veer? How did Jenna get there? Never mind, I can guess. We need to get back there.
I wasn't suggesting that we hang around here much longer. Tell him, Zen.
Pursuit ships approaching at standard by 7 from 4 separate vectors.
The presidential flotilla, or friends of Travis?
No friend of ours, that's for certain. Zen, what options do we have?
Battle computers calculate that there is only one escape route, Vector 79 at maximum speed. This option remains open for the next 45 seconds.
Those pursuit ships are closing in on us.
Then what are we waiting for? Do it, Zen!
Confirmed.
Liberator! Come in, Liberator! Blake! Blake! My teleport bracelet was more badly damaged than I thought. I need you to get me back to Liberator. Can you hear me? Blake? Avon? Anyone?
That's it. We're out of fuel.
And the other ships?
What does it matter?
We can't maneuver.
Our course is set.
And our fate is sealed. Atmosphere dead ahead. Two of our pursuers just exploded.
A collision?
No. Something shot them down. I'm not sure who... Blake!
I brought spare teleport bracelets just in case. Quickly, we haven't much time.
Those ships were unarmed and you shot them down.
Perhaps I should have let them herd you into the atmosphere.
What was wrong with just a warning shot across their bows?
Liberator, three to teleport across. Unless you prefer to stay, Callie.
Stand by.
There are times when I wonder if you're any better than Travis.
Nice pickup. We reached him in the nick of time. Oh, you again, Aurak?
As I have made clear on numerous previous occasions, requiring me to operate the teleport system is an unbefitting and wasteful utilization of my abilities.
Aurak, I'll severely diminish your abilities given half a chance.
Space Major Cade, did you get him?
Cade is no longer a problem.
And yet, you don't seem very pleased about that.
I'll tell you all about it, after I've seen T'Kali's injuries. Come on, let's get you to the medical unit.
Now then... Avon, where are you?
On the flight deck. Did you think the neutron blasters were firing themselves?
I thought you'd have asked Villa to operate the teleport.
Villa's been sulking somewhere ever since we left Stellidar.
Where?
I have no idea, and I care even less. Those pursuit ships aren't far behind us now. We shouldn't be sightseeing.
Didn't you see him come on board?
No. We teleported back separately. Did you?
No.
Zen, where is Villain?
That information is not available.
Explain, Zen.
Villa Restall is not on board this vessel.
There's only one explanation, Blake. Villa is still on that pursuit ship.
Time distort indicator, primary boosters, long-range scanner. And what's that? Oh, who knows what it'll do? I can't tell whether I'm firing the plasma bolts or switching on the air conditioning. Oh, it's useless. I've no idea how to fly a pursuit ship.
Fortunately, I do.
Travis!
Move away from the controls. Hello, Villa. Did you miss me?